Hey, welcome back to Real with Lanicia. And today, for my first podcast, I will talk about something that I really like and I think needs to be spread out there. And the thing I want to talk about is self-love. But yes, I want to talk about self-love and why it is so important to have. Okay, self-love to me is very important because I think that it is necessary. It's necessary, basically. You cannot live without self-love. I'm not saying you'll die without it, but living without it is kind of hard. Not even kind of hard, very hard. Because if you don't love yourself, you're not gonna work hard. You're not gonna do things that you know that you could do because you don't believe in yourself. And you don't believe in yourself is because you don't love yourself. You see how that goes back? But yeah, I'm gonna talk about... Why am I saying that again? Anyway, I already said that. Error. But, yes. And I'll talk about what I do when I'm feeling down, when I don't feel like I love myself or whatever. I made a list here. Yeah, I had to make a list because your girl's not organized. So I had to make a list of 4 to 5 things I do every day that help boost my self-esteem and help love myself even more. The first thing that I do is I wake up early. The reason why I wake up early is because I take that time and I take that time. And what I basically do is just spend time with myself. That time is my me time, you know? And I suggest that you always have time for yourself, you know? Like, always have that kind of time with yourself. Because when you're running around busy and stressed and stuff, you know, it's not healthy for you. It really isn't, you know. It's not healthy physically. It's not healthy mentally, you know. You need to be in your own thoughts. You need to just, you know, process your emotions. Like, that time helped me process my emotions, process any healing that I need, you know, and just give myself the love that I deserve, that I gave to other people that took it for granted, you know. That's my selfish time. And one thing, loving yourself is not selfish. Don't ever think that. And that's number one.
Okay, the second thing that I do is meditate. Yes, I meditate. In my first step, I talked about me waking up early. I wake up early so I can have quality time with myself. And in that quality time, one thing that I do is meditate. Meditating has really helped me. Because I'm a very stressful person. I have anxiety. And when something doesn't go my way, I have a major breakdown. And meditation has helped me to calm my nerves down and calm my body down from all the tension and all the stress and all the pressure I put on myself. Because I put a lot of pressure on myself to be perfect, to do things perfectly, and no one's perfect, you know? And I have to remind myself every day. But yeah, I basically use meditation as a way to treat my anxiety. Okay, the third step that I do is I read affirmations. Yes, I read affirmations. And if you don't know what affirmations mean, I'll tell you right now. Affirmations are the action or process of affirming something or being affirmed. So, every day, I tell myself positive things. And I'll give you an example right now. One thing that I tell myself is, I am a beautiful soul that radiates a vibrant and beautiful form. All is well in my body and soul. Basically, I tell myself positive things like that. And things like, I am beautiful and I am worthy of love and many more. I tell myself these every morning and every time I go to bed. And they have really helped because they basically change your mindset. Sometimes when you don't love yourself, you're always saying negative things about yourself. Like, oh, I don't look good today. Oh, this shirt don't look good. My body does not look good. I feel ugly. I'm ugly, you know? And instead of saying that, you're saying positive stuff. And when you say positive stuff to yourself, it really changes your mindset. It makes your mindset more positive. And the more positive your mindset is, the more you'll love yourself. And yes, that is step three. But not least, the last thing I do is yoga. I like to do yoga because it helps calm my muscles, and it helps relieve the tension and stress in my muscles that I had throughout the day and stuff. I usually do yoga in the morning when I wake up because it gives me more energy. I do it at nighttime to relax my muscles before I go to bed. And I don't really have nothing else to say about this. It just really helps the tension in my body and helps me relax and be in a positive mindset. So yeah. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And I hope that these tips help you in one way or another. Thank you. And another podcast will be posted next week. So yeah, stay tuned. Bye.